Well, hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Happy Sabbath. Brethren, you've got talent. I was looking on YouTube a while back. I wanted to see Susan Boyle give her initial performance before Britain's Got Talent. And I know she had done very well and had come from great obscurity to become very well known. And I noticed that there were 180-some-odd million hits and views of that YouTube video. 180-some-odd million. And I thought, wow, that's astounding. And I wondered, you know, and I actually watched it, and I was very impressed. And she was lively and very much into what she was doing. And she did very well. So I was wondering, is there anybody else that's done well and had a great number of views on YouTube in that same venue? And you know how YouTube is. They've got these things on the side that are of the same genre. And I was looking down through there, and here's this fellow that has 147 million views. I thought, who is this guy? I've never heard of him. And his name was Paul Potts, and I don't know if any of you have ever heard of him. But he, as they say in Britain, is a mobile phone salesman. And he was probably mid-30s, and he comes out on stage, and he's not dressed very well, and you can tell he's shy and he's humble. And they ask him, Mr. Potts, what are you going to do for us? He says, I want to sing opera. And the judges, there's three of them, they kind of go like, oh, okay, here we go. Well, they said, okay, go on ahead. And he starts in. And he astounds them. He absolutely astounds them. And so when he's through, the audience, there's people crying in the audience. One of the judges is crying because nobody expected this out of him. And so at the end, one of them said, you're a mobile phone salesman, you're a cell phone salesman, and you've got a voice like that. He said, Why have we never heard of you before? And he said, well, I've never had the opportunity. And actually, he had sung some opera. I looked him up on, I Googled him, and he had sung some opera in amateur venues. But anyway, he went on and won the competition. And actually, he's become quite famous in Europe. Not as much in this country. I'd never heard of him. And he's actually all over YouTube. He's done a lot of concerts. And he's not just singing opera, he's singing other things, but just astounding. And so I got to thinking, you know, brethren, we've all got talents. God knows it, and maybe you don't know it as much as God and Jesus Christ do, because they know us better than we know ourselves. But it's interesting, when you look in the Bible, and you look at what Jesus said about the parables of the talent, in Matthew 25, I'm not going to read it, but you know what it's talking about, where he gives out 10 talents to this individual, 5 to another, and 1 to another individual. And he expects them to do something with that talent. And in essence, you know, it's basically talking spiritually, but it's also talking physically and what you're doing with your talents. And so we're all put in here because we have a talent that God knows we have. And God knows that we have the ability, along with Him and His Holy Spirit, to use that talent to become a part of His very family. And He put us here because He knows that we can succeed. And I want to turn to 1 Corinthians 12. And I'm also jumping into what Paul is saying here. I'm not going to go through it. It's about the diversity in one body, that we each have different talents. But he says in verse 18, this is 1 Corinthians 12, 18, but now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased. And when you realize that, you're here because God wants you here. God knows you have the ability, along with him and his Holy Spirit, to be a part of his very family, the most exciting and wondrous thing we can ever imagine. And it's beyond our imagination. We can't even think of how wondrous that future is going to be. But we have to use what God has given us, along with His Holy Spirit, excuse me, I'm fighting some phlegm here, to grow, just as Jesus Christ expected of those people that, in His parable about the talents, and to use what He's given us to become better Christians, better human beings, and to really know ourselves. And I've been thinking about that. How do we really know ourselves? And how do we use the talent that God's given us? When I first came in the church, I didn't really know myself. And for a long time, I didn't know myself. It took me a long time. And it wasn't until I came back, and it's been 8-9 years now, that I really started to learn who I am and a lot more about myself, my weaknesses and my strengths. And I just want to have you consider and think, you know, how can you know yourself better? And right now, you know, it's the Passover season coming up. There's going to be a lot said about preparing for the Passover. And what I want to try and get across is that you all need to take time, and I'm including myself here, to take time, a quiet time, to sit down and really think about who you are. Who am I? What does God expect of me? And how am I going to achieve what He knows I can achieve? And I know I can't do it on my own. And in the parable of the talents, once again, that's actually, it actually is, what am I trying to say here? It's actually proof that God gives us His Holy Spirit and wants us to take and magnify it and to use it with our human spirit to grow and to become a better Christian and a better person. Not just for ourselves, but for others. It's just not all inclusive of us. It's for helping others. And it's to help others in the church and to help those of the world that we know. And I was thinking also that, you know, it's interesting. We get together once a week and we know each other. But in a lot of cases, we know people in the world sometimes even better than we know each other in the church. And I was meditating on that the other day, that there are people at work that I see every day, and I really know them quite well because they're always talking about their family and what they're doing and so forth. And, you know, it's interesting, but it's a little bit sad that that's the case. But I think if we find out more fully inside who and what we are and know ourselves better, that we'll be able to communicate better with one another. And as time goes on and as things get worse in this world, we'll be knowing each other better and better. We've got to grow closer and become more of a unit, a family. So, brethren, if you're wondering about this, you know, looking into yourself, and how do I do that? I really have no magic answer except go to God, look to God, ask Him for help in examining yourself and seeing your strengths and your weaknesses and in striving to grow and overcome. And in closing, I want to go to Philippians 4:9, or 4:19, excuse me. And once again, I'm jumping into what Paul is saying. And he says here, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Jesus Christ." You know, it's really easy to just read over these things, but this is really significant. What he says here, "And my God shall supply all your need." And if that need is getting to know yourself better and understanding your strengths and weaknesses, God and Jesus Christ is there to help you and to help you understand yourself better. You know, it can be scary to look into yourself and say, "Whoa, yeah. That's not what I need to be." So, brethren, I really encourage you to look to God, look to Jesus Christ. Spend time this spring before the Passover, looking into who and what you are. And also, I'd encourage you to look up on YouTube, Paul Potts. It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing.